Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. This is for children. This is for the holidays. We put a guy in a box and we torture the hell out of him.
Exactly right. Yeah, and that's
raise
exactly
money.
It. Folks, I've seen like on Facebook and stuff, I'm not being punished for something, okay? This is a charity fundraiser. I was like, you should punish him by doing this. But I'm like, what do you mean punished? I'm not being punished for anything, you morons. Okay, I feel better now.
All right. Don't call us morons.
No, no, not you guys. I mean Facebook. Social media.
That voice.
Right.
That's the one that's going to pull the nerve.
Yes, it
like,
is.
Pull it. Yank it to where your
yes,
head
it is.
Like, at like 2:10 in the morning when you're the only one still listening
but
to this.
Why this song? It makes no sense.
It won the vote.
I know, but why was it even up for a vote?
Because it's fantastic.
Someone called it in.
Yeah. Oh,
what's the problem?
Should have been stifled.
When you watched a fake video of this,
yeah.
It doesn't sound like the guy who's singing this could hit that note.
No.
No, not without help.
Yeah. And then they don't even show that woman anywhere in that fake video.
That bad, huh?
I think she toured with them at one point.
And it doesn't even look like they're playing the instrument. Like, none of this, it's, I don't know.
Like American Bandstand.
It's not like they opened up some spaceship in Mexico and they found this song and they said, all right, just get a couple of guys to make the fake video.
The Area 51 song. Yep. This might be the first time we get a complaint from neighbors.
Right. Do we ever find out what the background of this song is? Do you have it?
Yeah. So it's actually a cover. It was originally...
What?
Yes.
I mean, somebody else has POS?
What?
What? This song has, it's the best known version of this song, the most popular, obviously. But it was originally written and recorded by somebody named Solomon Linda, who was a South African Zulu singer. So originally, this wasn't in English.
Oh, well, this
was in
makes
a different language.
Sense.
Oh, wow.
Right.
I want to hear that version.
Phil, you looking that up?
It was for a South African record company.
Ooh.
Actually, it's better.
Well, this is 3 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday at my house.
It was me trying to poo on a Sunday. Oh, they're hammered. Get out of the car, sir. It's actually better.
It's cool.
I wouldn't go there,
yeah,
but
okay.
It's still better. It's not as annoying.
Solomon Linda and The Evening.
1939.
Wow, there's a big, long ramp up.
You know, somewhere there's a, this was their wedding song.
All right, I don't want to. I can't do it.
I'm pretty sure this is the whole song.
Oh, really? No words?
I don't think so.
No drum solo?
Well, it wasn't in English.
No drum solo? But you hear the breakdown.
Okay. This is...
So it was the Tokens
version. Who gets the credit for that? They do? This
they're probably dead by now.
Well, Solomon Linda was in a battle with Disney over rights, and I believe they won and got some millions of dollars.
All right. What else do we know about the song?
It was covered multiple times, not just by the Tokens, but that's
a zillion. I Googled that song.
Yeah. That's the most popular version.
Yes.
Is there a metal version?
No.
Not that I
yes,
know.
Yes, but you're not going to hear it.
Oh, come on.
And then, obviously, when it was, you know, a part of Disney, it had a huge resurgence.
Okay, we don't care about that part.
Yeah, nobody does.
Well, the Tokens were actually one of the first groups to produce a $1 million seller record for another band, the Chiffons. So they had their success, and then they produced
spread the wealth
records
around
for other people.
No one cares about that. Tell us about the song.
Yeah.
That's all I got in the song right now.
Look at song facts. Put Lion Sleeps Tonight. Song facts. It should probably have little tidbits in there.
It's instrumental.
Yeah. Oh, I expect it's better. I mean, technically we said the song, not who did it.
Yeah, files are already made.
No, it hasn't.
This is fun.
I like it.
Yeah, too bad you're not going to hear it.
In my mind, I will. You have to get those fake ears that have earbuds in them. Even Ashley's popping her head to it. I just saw you.
Yeah, it's great.
Nice. The hell?
We should take a moment to mention that we actually choreographed.
Oh, shut up.
Oh.
You know how many choirs have done this at school performances?
A lot. I know they did it in, was it Coming to America?
Oh, I hate choirs. I hate these singing groups. They're dragging out the beat. Just sing a song.
Look at our vocal ability. Yay.
Oh, my God. If I'm backstage, I'm taking a bowling ball and just knocking them all over.
Like bowling pins?
All you got to do is
bowling pins.
Just ring the... The stairs are on.
It's not even a song.
Yeah. And everybody's laughing. Oh, this is so funny.
This one's fast. They threw a Hakuna Matata in there. Love it.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Love it.
They did that live action Lion King, and they had Seth Rogen singing this with Billy Eichner. It's so bad.
Do you have it?
They start from far away. They get closer. Chaz is uncomfortable.
What's going on here?
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sweeps tonight. In the jungle,
what was that noise? That was butt.
It is a worm.
I don't know. Do we find the worst versions of that?
I wonder if Bob McFerrin ever did that song. You know, Don't Worry, Be Happy guy?
Had to have, right?
I would think. That seems like right up his alleyway. But it's a whole Wee Mama Way part.
How long is that song?
Start to finish, it is about 2 minutes 38 seconds.
Wow.
2 minutes 38 seconds. Right. And in the course of 24 hours.
So I found some parts where I can tighten that up a little bit and get some extra replays in.
No okay. Tightening. Leave it exactly the way it is.
No. So
no, you cannot alter the song. If we cannot change the song, we cannot alter the song.
Over 576 times.
576 times.
Yes.
So what's worse, the very first time when you think, okay, 537 times or 38? How much was it?
575 more to go.
Right. 576 is the number.
576, yes. I should just count. That's one. That's two.
You should make tallies.
What
That's
number four. Are you on, AJ?
That's five. Oh, damn it.
Wow. Or is the worst 12 hours in? When you think, everything I just did, I have to do again.
There comes a point where all of a sudden you're like,
to me,
I can't.
When I'm running like 5 miles, I get to the 2.5 mile marker. It's like, oh, son of a.
I can call Uber from here. Yeah.
Jennifer has been singing this song all weekend.
Oh,
have you?
Oh. It's catchy.
Exactly. Oh,
Thank you, Jennifer.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Do you think you can hit any of those high notes?
Yeah,
hang on, Lou, my headphones.
She's preparing already.
Hang on, Lou, my headphones.
She's warming up.
I wish I was in our bathroom at home because I would have better acoustics there.
You can try it tomorrow. All right.
Just the high part, Chaz?
Yeah, whatever part you want.
All right.
You know,
wow. That's actually not that bad.
Yeah. A tree just fell outside.
That's fantastic.
Did you see it? Went right down.
That's me if I got my testicles stuck in a grinder.
Right. Ah! No, that's trying on pants without a zipper with that with underwear with a zipper.
That's right.
Yep, that's the sound.
AJ,
yes,
I scheduled a checkup for my car on Thursday, and it's actually the day that you'll be in the box. So I pick up my car Thursday evening. I will stop by and sing for you.
Yay.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'll be in the bathroom.
Great.
And scheduled
something
bathroom
to look
break.
Forward to.
Right.
All right.
That'll be fun.
Yes, right. It will. And plus that shatters.
Thank you, honey. We told you late in the show that Pfizer announced that they have a vaccine that is 90% effective in preventing coronavirus.
Awesome.
Yay.
They have to get FDA approval now. There's been great reactions. Stock market shot up. Here's a public health doctor, Ashish Jha.
We've been expecting as a vaccine that might be 60 or at best 70% effective. And at that level, while it helps a lot in controlling the pandemic, it certainly doesn't make the pandemic go away. Once you get vaccines that are 90%+ effective, it really starts making a very big difference.
And he kind of walked away from the microphone.
Well, he ran to get it.
Very big difference. Well, that's good.
Yep.
Good news.
It's great.
Mm-hmm. That's very great news.
We were talking in the last hour about who would take it immediately, and there's mixed reviews. AJ said, sign him up first.
I'm all over it.
So how will it work in Connecticut? Distribution in Connecticut will be up to Governor Ned Lamont.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
What was that?
Damn it.
When you pay your toll, we'll give it to you.
Where do you think I'll be in line? Yeah, right. They'll have a toll booth.
Pay your toll, get your vaccine.
We got to make these toll booths so we can distribute the vaccine properly.
Get your tolls, get your vaccine. Look, he's bringing the fresh syringes.
Right.
Get your Christmas tree, get a pumpkin, get some wine. He's bringing in the fresh
vaccines.
Grapes.
Wine. All right. Yesterday, Ned Lamont said the state talked about how they would roll this out. The vaccine will be distributed to healthcare workers, first responders, elderly, and those who are at high risk. So that's first.
They didn't answer a question. How much do you love me? I love you very much, so give me the vaccine.
Then it will go to communities which are considered hotspots.
Oh.
This is still being sorted out and subject to change. The access to the vaccine is also going to be complicated because at the onset, the demand is going to outweigh the supply.
Is a hotspot different than a red zone?
You have to answer this question. I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 10. What is it?
It would be the same.
Yes.
Initially, we think we will be partnering with healthcare systems of individual hospitals, local health departments to decide who has the capacity to store it. Pfizer's vaccine has to have a very low temperature. So, quote, we have to have the capability, but we imagine at this point local health departments and hospitals will be the primary vaccinators.
How my house can't afford the heat. They're all set. There you go.
Pfizer isn't the only company in Connecticut with ties, with Connecticut ties that's making breakthroughs on the coronavirus. Stanford-based Semaphore.
Semaphore, yes. Before Semaphore.
Shifted
after Semaphore.
Pfizer has a deal, along with its German partner BioNTech, to sell 100 million doses to the federal government. The deal is worth $1.95 billion. Can't even say that number.
Damn. The big
That's
check.
One of those. Okay, boys, we retire.
Yep.
Are all these big medical companies German? Did I miss that?
Yeah. Most of them are.
It sounds like it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pfizer.
Who wants it first?
AJ.
I'll take it.
It does sound like AJ wants it first.
Damn straight.
Good for him.
Yep. I'm brave.
Yeah, I'm good. You know those drugs that have been passed by the FDA that they sell on television and the side effect, the potential side effect list is longer than the actual commercial?
Yes, it is.
It's like 10 seconds of promoting what it does.
This one is still running from 3 o'clock in the morning.
Wait, this'll help me with the red spots on my skin, but my penis could fall off?
Like when they say possible risk of death. There's a couple actually have risk of death in there.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Do they have to say that if, like, one person dies and they think it might be because of the medication? Or, is there, like, a certain percentage?
Yeah, what's the number?
Right. What's the threshold?
Damn, we're one person over the threshold.
The person got woozy and fell out a window on the 10th floor.
Mm.
Possible risk of death if you're near a window.
Yeah, will the vaccine come with that? Potential side effects? When do we know that?
I'd love to hear that.
Do we get to hear that before we have to take it?
May increase horniness.
There's no way they know that now.
Right?
The side effects? I don't think so.
Well, the ones that will present themselves fast, yes. There has to be some listed already.
Now your skin didn't melt off. You still got all your teeth.
Right.
90% effective.
They tested 43,500 participants. There has to be a handful that had the same type of side effects.
I'm saying like a year this time, they did like that whole control group. Yeah. So like July, August of next year, we'll know if those people start having side effects.
Look, I'm happy for this vaccine and I'll probably take it.
Yes.
But also, no one knew asbestos. It wasn't like a year later you died of cancer.
Right.
You know, it was years and years and years. It's like, why do all these people who worked in the factory, why are they all dying?
I don't know. We have this miracle retardant over here that works great.
That's right.
We'll deal with that then.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, live in the now, man. Live in the now. An asteroid can hit the building, man.
All right. Well, look, it's good news. This is what we all
want.
Very
good news,
yes. At the beginning of this, we were like, when will the smart people have something?
Right. Well, they spoke.
Smart people just presented something.
They did, yes.
Historically in record time as well.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah.
Well, they jumped on it. Why? Because our president did this one.
The polio vaccine was decades.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Decades.
All right. So let's talk about Alex Trebek, the executive producer of Jeopardy, paid tribute to him before last night's show.
I'm Mike Richards, the executive producer of Jeopardy. Over the weekend, we lost our beloved host, Alex Trebek. This is an enormous loss for our staff and crew, for his family, and for his millions of fans. He loved this show and everything it stood for. In fact, he taped his final episodes less than 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
He will forever be an inspiration for his constant desire to learn, his kindness, and for his love of his family. We will air his final 35 episodes as they were shot.
That's good.
That's what he wanted. On behalf of everyone here at Jeopardy, thank you for everything, Alex. This is Jeopardy.
Wow, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a tough one. But also, somewhere in that building, someone's saying, man, that's going to be a ratings get.
Yeah.
And then, look, I'm just... Not, hey,
you know,
Ashley's giving me that look.
I didn't give a look.
No, but look, here's the truth. Right. Anyone who's, like, putting a show up against Jeopardy after he died, they're all saying, like, whoo, son of a...
Right.
You know, you come home with good news. Hey, I got a show. I'm going to take on Jeopardy.
Right.
It's like,
the last 35 episodes? Damn it. Right. And, you know, someone in the office already claiming a stapler.
I don't know about that. First of all, does he even have a stapler?
I'm sure he does.
He's got somebody that staples him.
He has a desk. He's old school.
Staplers.
He's old school. He's got
a
stapler.
Alex Trebek does not have a stapler.
I bet you look at his desk, he'll find a stapler.
And he's a smart guy. He probably has one of those staplers where he just wills it to staple paper.
I figured he went paperless a long time ago.
Mm.
I don't know. They were showing some footage of him doing some work in his office, and he was with paper and pen.
Really?
On a desk, yes.
Hmm.
Remember those automatic staplers? You just held the paper in there and it...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a great invention, and then where'd it go?
Right to
I
you,
know.
Till your finger
what
got
is that
there.
Today?
Yep. Hey, look, my finger did,
it was
too.
The side effects.
Yes.
No one ever refilled it.
Yeah.
Right.
They're all just empty now somewhere in a...
Like the real ones.
In a landfill.
Yeah. No, it was all the kids who said, watch this. I'm going to put my finger. Yeah.
They got to run it for everybody.
One of Alex Trebek's last interviews contained his farewell.
It'll be a significant moment for me, but I've kind of, in my mind, rehearsed it already. What I would do on that day is tell the director, time the show down to leave me 30 seconds at the end. That's all I want. And I will say my goodbyes. I will tell people, don't ask me who's going to replace me because I have no say in that whatsoever. But I'm sure that if you give them the same love and attention and respect that you have shown me for the past 30, however many years, then they will be a success and the show will continue being a success. And until we meet again, God bless you and goodbye.
Did they have to put the music underneath it?
I knew.
But can you leave?
You were going to say it.
Can you leave something alone? I want the name of the person who put them felt that their touch on Alex Trebek's final, what he's going to say on the last episode, his goodbye, how you thought you could make that better.
It was
like someone needs to have a talk with you.
It was,
I'll be the person.
It says here, A. Trebek.
It was fine.
Oh, well, then.
You could ignore it, and then the volume went up, and I was like, oh, I know.
Crescendo.
I was waiting here.
A wee moment, a wee moment, a wee moment, a wee moment. Hey, a wee moment, a wee moment.
I was surprised when the executive producer said he taped his final episodes a couple weeks ago.
Yep. Yeah.
How much pain?
Yeah.
They're going to air around Christmas, the last ones.
Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Right.
I didn't know he was a big drinker.
If you recall years ago, it might have been like 10 or 12 years ago, he was so drunk that he drove a car with a horse trailer clean off the road.
Were there horses in it?
I don't recall. I just remember he just drove right off the road and they said
it was a trailer full of Jeopardy losers.
Right.
Was, they were bringing him to the dump.
It was Ken Jennings' family, yes.
No, that would be the opposite. He was a winner.
The bump
big
on
time
his,
winner.
The bump on his head actually made him smarter.
Actually, eventually, everyone on Jeopardy is a loser.
Yeah. It's true, yes.
But I mean the big losers.
Yeah, yeah.
The one that come negative. In, they just never, yeah, they're negative. They never really.
Dude, why are you here,
they were
people?
Never in the running.
Yeah. You haven't got anything right. You're in the minus
category.
Well, they
test you. They do a lot of tests.
Yes.
But there's nothing like, there's Alex, the cameras are on, and here we go.
Yep.
Like, da,
boom, boom.
That accident, dirty. AJ, is apparently because he fell asleep while driving.
But he was drunk, too. I just remember them mentioning he was a drinker.
Hmm.
You've been fact-checked.
AJ had me believing that Alex Trebek had a drunk driving accident.
There were, look for something regarding drunk driving. I remember there was a drunk driving accident he had.
Mm.
Oh. This is their contribution to the show. So we have a clip.
I just want to know more about this horse trailer you speak of. Did
I
you find
recall,
anything on
I recall
drunk
something
driving,
about
Alex
that.
Trebek?
No.
I don't know. One of the show prep services years ago. I remember
all right, well,
that.
Maybe he just drove off the road with a horse trailer and you thought he was drunk.
Maybe they put the clips of him drunk on the show over the story. Made it sound like maybe it was like a bit.
I just remember there being some story about him being a big drinker.
All right. Okay. But he didn't drive his horse trailer.
No, apparently not, according to fact checker Fuzznuts over here. Yes.
You've been fact checked.
That's a new one.
Fuzznuts.
Oh my eyes.
It's because you start everything with such conviction. Well, if you remember, he was drunk and drove his whole horse trailer off the road.
He told me that this morning before the show started, and stupid me, who's the dumb one here? I thought, oh wow, Alex Trebek was a drinker. Ugh, can't wait to talk about this.
I never
did
knew.
I put that in the form of a question? Who is Chaz? Alex?
Maybe they protected him, AJ. Maybe he was drunk, and they're like, you know, you're Alex Trebek.
Yeah,
we'll just
I
say you fell asleep.
I do remember something about, because I was like, wow, he drinks? That's what made me think, wow, he drinks.
He's Canadian.
He's a drinker. Yeah.
You got to drink if you're Canadian.
There was some story. I guess I got it confused. But in any event.
So any event, Alex Trebek was drinking while promoting Jeopardy. We have outtakes. This video has millions of hits on YouTube. It's getting even more now, obviously.
Yeah. So the Chaz and AJ Facebook page, too. Check it out.
Oh, okay. Go there to see
to watch
the video
it.
Of what you're about to hear.
Is he driving?
A
just
horse
play
trailer.
The clip, Fuzz Nuts.
He's in
well,
the
keep
back
watching
of a horse
Jeopardy
trailer.
24 hours a day and call this number. Yeah, dumb son of a. You don't watch it 24 hours a day. There's a daily cash prize of $1,000 and. Son of a. Well, I'm not quite ready, so I'm going to do it now. Call now and play Phone Jeopardy. You. All right, let's start cutting.
The clip
that
we,
is the best Alex Trebek audio.
The video clip we have on the Chaz and AJ page is actually a little longer.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Call now and play Phone Jeopardy. You.
Sounds like AJ.
Yes, it is. That's great.
So he spent his final day doing exactly what he wanted to do. Watching the horizon with his wife.
That's romantic.
I knew you two would say, yeah.
That's so sweet. He was on a swing.
Yeah, his favorite swing on the porch.
That he restored himself.
Which he fixed. Yeah,
he restored. Was actually very handy.
Mm. God damn it. Do one thing that we're like, oh, he's human.
He drove a horse trailer off the road.
He was drunk.
Right. He was not. After,
he
so.
Screwed up all those outtakes.
Well, first he ran over that station wagon full of nuns.
The They're longtime okay, Jeopardy host not only kept fans updated on his health battle every step of the way, but he continued to do his job hosting the popular trivia show as well. Speaking on the Today Show, the game, blah, 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 blah. He was, all right, so here's his last moments. He was coherent. He wasn't in pain. And the fact that he had a nice final day makes us all in the Jeopardy family feel much better. So he's on his porch swing with his wife.
It is romantic.
That is
yeah,
nice.
That's nice.
Released by the Democratic Party, by the way. That's a joke.
So what are you saying? We shouldn't believe it?
Exactly. Right.
Oh, okay.
Right. Would you want to hear he flailed around and threw things?
No.
Yeah.
You know, there is something to that. Because it always reads in the obituary, surrounded by loved ones.
Mm. Yeah. Never the real thing. Like
sometimes you just write that because
surrounded by authorities. Some guy named Ned.
27-year-old man who produced a knife in an attempted robbery at Fat Belly Fast Food.
Oh, that's the first place I'd go. Fat Belly Fast Food, fat cash.
That really does sound like you're going to get some great stuff here.
Exactly. And a pork sandwich.
He ran from the premises when one member of the staff waved a bigger knife from behind the counter.
Ah, see, a knife envy. Yep. And he jumped to his big lifted truck and took off.
The dumbass walked into the fast food outlet, produced a knife. However, he left with nothing when the two men working there picked up a knife and a stick that were behind the counter and waved it in the air. Holy crap.
Wave a knife in the air like you just don't care. It's like a musical.
Well, that's when you know. How many times were they robbed before they said, you know?
If we had a big knife and a stick behind
you know,
the, you
if
know.
We only had some weapons back here.
What can we actually have? Let's see, we have this large knife, for example.
Or maybe the knife is for cutting the fat belly.
Exactly, right. Right. Yes. Exactly, right.
And the stick.
That's to push the fat belly towards you.
It's to knock the fat belly out.
That's to get you out of the chair when you're done.
Right, yeah. So
tools of the trade.
This is my pushing stick.
That's right. Also for scratch when I can't reach that one spot of my body.
What kind of customers do you have if you have a stick and a knife behind the counter?
Just for defense.
Right. Just for defense.
Right. Well, obviously, they're not armed with any guns.
Yeah.
Which is good. Now you got a gun. Damn it, there goes a knife and stick.
Yeah, no, the stick will do just fine.
Yes.
Next story. I was just airing out my penis.
Huh. That old line.
William Gibson, 50. Attracted attention after apparently pulling down his jeans and underwears before fluffing his genitals.
Looked like a pillow.
Oh, God.
He then removed his hand from his underwears and smelled his finger.
Oh, he's going the old freshness test.
Stop.
Yep, it's Tuesday. We're good so far.
What does that mean? It's Tuesday.
By Wednesday, it's like, okay, I can't sniff this any further.
Why aren't you showering every day?
Well, if he's homeless.
Hold on. So no one's done this?
Oh, yeah.
Of course you have.
Of course, everyone's done this.
Oh, stop it.
I've never touched my penis and smelt my hand. No.
Okay.
Wow, we just learned a lot about Ashley.
Wow.
Because I don't have one, Phil.
Are you sure? I saw the men's room the other day.
Okay. You've done that, though? Smell test? Various body parts?
No, I shower.
Everybody showers.
I don't. Right, I don't get to the point where I feel like
I know you don't exercise.
There's that part of
you almost died walking around the building.
Right, you were sweating gravy that day.
Yeah. So you've never done a smell test on any part of your body?
You're sweating donut frosting.
Right, you never checked your armpits or your feet or something?
I've never checked my feet. No.
No, you touch your feet. You're touching your feet, and then you're like, huh, I wonder.
No.
And you bring your fingers up to your nose?
Say, no, hey, I've never wondered what my feet smell like because I shower. I don't.
This is true. We can smell from here.
We all shower. Right.
But it doesn't get to the point where
I'm
smelly.
Do you wear socks? Do you wear shoes?
Yes.
In the summer?
No, I have open shoes in the summer.
Okay, maybe you have a pair of socks on at some point. So you never are curious about how your feet smell.
Give me a check it now.
She actually got her foot right to her nose.
That was impressive.
That was very impressive.
I did think that chair was going to break backwards.
The bottom of your socks look dirty.
That's a second.
They look dirty.
How come the room is all dark?
I would definitely smell your feet.
Where'd the lights go all of a sudden?
They don't smell.
Chaz?
No,
I know. Are you in there, Chaz?
I smell your feet. What?
Are you in there? The dark. It got dark all of a sudden.
Yeah.
I keep hearing a foghorn.
That was the one.
Those socks have been worn.
Do you change your socks every day?
Oh,
that's
boy.
A no!
Oh, man.
Okay, it's the second day I've worn these.
If you're walking across the floor and it sounds like tap shoes, no.
AJ.
I don't want 48-hour funk near my nose.
I'm good, thank you.
It doesn't smell at all.
AJ.
What about it?
You got to come in here.
I'm good.
Will anyone donate $100 to
these? Yes, I will.
Really?
I'll do it.
Are you
too
serious?
Bad that, too
$100.
Bad
when,
$100 for AJ to
Too bad
a
it
foot.
Went 2000 all of a sudden.
Will you do it for $100?
$100, no.
For the kids, AJ.
That's okay.
You won't do it for the kids?
No.
See that, folks?
$1,000.
See? Mm-hmm. Look at that. See that?
$1,000.
That's what
We're
he thinks of money. The children.
We're talking money
My
here.
Foot's not
yeah,
that
that's
gross.
Like five kids that you would help. Five.
Five. One, two,
One
three,
for
four,
each
five.
Toe.
Right.
That's right. Picture every toe as a child.
That's $10,000.
There's a big toe.
Because two of those kids are Siamese twins.
They are. It's basically like I have four toes because two are fused together.
Right. When she paddles the water, it's a bigger.
She's got the little tiny baby toe.
Right, like a duck foot.
AJ, you're bumming me out, man.
Thank you.
You don't do anything anymore.
Oh, I'm only going in a freaking box for 24 hours.
Really? This is so easy.
Playing over and over again.
Come in here.
Make $100.
Phil works
It'll
hard
take you
for
45 seconds.
Phil, I just got a check from Dad.
What?
You think his dad bankrolls him?
Yes. He can't be living this fat working here.
Well, he makes a point.
Yes.
Find the right partner, AJ.
You know, what's the longest you've worn a pair of socks, Ashley?
2 days.
2 days.
Yeah,
2 days.
Well, because I wear them and then I go home and I nap and I
take them off.
Take clothes off.
And they're still in the same shape of a foot when you take them off.
No, they're not.
That's the
I
worst.
They would be right now.
Yeah,
yes, they're
would.
In the shape of a foot. Yep.
You caught me on a bad day.
We caught you on day two of your two-day cycle.
It's Tuesday.
Tomorrow will be day one.
It's right. The beginning of the week.
Right.
I did shower last night, though.
Okay. I seriously don't believe you now.
This Monday and Tuesday.
I wear two pairs of socks a day.
Two pairs?
What?
I wear actually three.
Why?
Three.
I wear, sleep with socks on?
I do.
That's wrong.
In the winter.
That's really
wrong. Oh, like you're the friggin' foot police, miss wear socks for 2 days.
So the shape of a foot.
You have to let your naked feet enjoy the sheets.
I don't sleep if my feet are cold. I could do that in the summer, or I'll start with socks, then pull them off. As everything gets warmed up, but I can't fall asleep with cold feet.
I found a sock in a planter.
So I'll wear a pair of socks. I wear boots, right? So when I get home, those socks are off.
They're done.
They're done.
Right, yeah.
They're
right?
Too thin now. There's not enough support.
They actually give a Viking funeral, yes.
Yeah. Right. And then I'll, exercise most days, either run or weights. I wear socks for that.
Uh-huh.
I'm wearing sneakers, so I don't want to wear high boot socks.
Right, no.
It looks stupid.
It does look stupid. It's not the 70s anymore.
Not that anyone's going to see me in my basement, but,
Right. Do you have the stripes on, like the basketball players?
If I dropped a weight on my head and died, I don't want the last picture of my body to be with stupid boot socks while I'm wearing sneakers.
Oh, my guy's wearing boot socks. I must have killed him.
I have none of these concerns.
My wife dropped a weight in his head. I have boot socks on.
And then, after the workout, I take a shower, and now I'm going to lounge around the house. I have to have a different pair of socks for
my lounge socks.
That's so much laundry.
You don't do anything.
Right.
You just wear your socks for 2 days. So every activity. So later today, if you go out somewhere, you're going to be wearing those socks.
See, the thing is,
those socks. Yes or no?
Yeah, but I'm not. Where am I going? I'm going home.
Okay.
Basically, it's a full day because I wore them for half a day yesterday and a half a day today, which equals one full day.
Do you
That's my
think
man.
Your shoes off Darcy acts differently?
I don't know who Darcy is. Darby is just
Darby,
fine.
Darby left the house and ran through the neighborhood.
Right. Whoo, air. Air. It's Wednesday. Help.
So back to this guy with the penis.
Oh, yes, right.
Oh,
I forgot about him.
The fluffer.
Penis guy. Right. Airing it out, man. Yes, airing it out.
So he, because Little Miss whatever over here never checks her body for smell, but she wears her socks for 2 days in a row.
So the rest of us appreciate, yes. Mm.
So he removed his hand from his underwears and smelt his fingers.
Ooh.
One witness said he jiggled his underwear in the back as to maybe be hiding something in there. Then all of a sudden, he just pulled down the front of his underwears to expose his genitals, fluffy them.
Oh.
When police arrived, he said, I was just airing out my penis.
It's junk removal, yes.
I don't think you can do that.
McDonald's?
Do what?
You can't just air out your penis whenever you want.
That's why he was arrested.
I know.
That's why we're talking about him in Dumbass News.
That's why I got tossed out. Yeah, wow. In that meeting yesterday. Remember that?
Maybe you should change your brain as often as your socks.
Kevin Estella, survivalist, and right before we went to the break, he learned that AJ is going to be up for 24 hours during this whole thing.
There's no sleep involved here.
Any advice?
Okay, so I've been thinking about this during the break, and I think the number one thing, obviously, is going to be the survival mindset. I mean, the whole point of this is to drive him nuts, and it's not something that hasn't been done before in terms of people surviving horrible circumstances. And probably the best advice is to look at the ways that people have done it in the past. Prisoners of war have described how when they've been in isolation and captivity, one of the things that they did is they literally built their dream home. And what I mean by that is they're not drawing it out, they're actually saying to themselves in real time, like, okay, I'm picking up the lumber. Okay, now I'm putting the lumber in the
pantomime?
Back of my car. So, well,
no, they're visualizing.
Oh.
Yeah, they're visualizing every step in real time. Like, okay, I'm going to drive this nail and drive that nail. And this is how people did it for many months, many years on end. So if you can put yourself in a different place mentally, then you'll be able to get through physically. That's going to be the real key.
One of the things, Kev, I think he has to his advantage is we're trying to mentally break him, but he's already broken.
Yeah, I've been broken for years.
Like, he's never been mentally together.
No.
So therefore,
you can't.
It's like breaking rocks that are already broken.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Exactly.
Yeah.
What about staying awake? I'll give you some tips on staying awake.
Staying awake, I believe in pain. I love pain when it comes
pain?
To trying to stay awake. Oh, yeah.
Pain?
Yeah. Slap yourself in the face, bite your tongue a little
He's
bit. Do what you can.
He's slapped himself in the face. I've seen him.
Yeah, not intentionally, but I didn't like what I said. Yeah.
Pain is a great motivator.
What about a strobe light? How about an air horn? How about if we have someone there just randomly blast an air horn? To me,
that,
in my mind,
so
I ordered two last night. They'll be in by tomorrow. And I think the funniest videos will be when AJ, it's been an hour of just quiet songs playing, and he's just, settled in, and then someone comes behind him and blasts that horn.
Right.
Full blast and him jumping.
Right, with my high blood pressure.
Those are going to be the best videos.
Those tarantulas in there will get scared as well.
With my high blood pressure, it should work out fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not trying to influence you guys to do anything in particular, but I will say that part of psychological warfare, you know, what has been used in the past to break people is the sound of a child crying over and over and over. Just throwing that out there.
That's easy. It usually happens when I show up. Yeah, when you take their candy away, they freak out.
Oh, this is fantastic.
Right? Yeah, but AJ, I mean, the reason for that is because we all have this ability in us, this innate sense of, you know, taking care of kids.
Not him.
And you want that kid to stop crying.
And I'll be like, shut up!
Yeah, he'll just, the sound of a kid makes him annoyed. So that would be, that's a good one.
Right.
So, all right, Kevin, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it. We're linked up to all your stuff at WPLR.com. In 95.9 thefox.com. The book is 101 Skills You Need to Survive in the Woods, available on Amazon. Thank you, brother.
Thank you. Good luck.
Thank you.
Let's go to Police Captain Joe Murgo. Good morning.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight.
I didn't know you couldn't sing.
You should have known better. AJ, if you want to baby crying, you're more than welcome to spend a little time over my house, man. I have that for you.
I appreciate
for sure.
that. Yeah, Joe's going to be in the box. I'll be at his house.
Joe's going to go in the Please. Box to get a good night's sleep.
Yeah, I'll take it. Yeah. I'll take the quiet.
There you go.
24 hours, let's go.
I will switch clothes.
A welcome sound. Let's go.
Wow, well, that's a welcome sound. How bad is your house?
Captain Murgo, you should perform a dance outside the box.
I would only agree to that if I lost something, which I haven't had an opportunity to lose anything in a year.
Right, yeah.
As a matter of fact, while we're talking about it, I don't know if you guys saw it, but I was able to infiltrate the East Haven Fire Department, get all the way up to the chief's office, only to find the trophy chained to his radiator. Chained, guys.
He chained it? Must be a bad neighborhood.
They knew you were coming.
It's a bad neighborhood. The cops are trying to break in. Yes.
Yeah, you know it's bad when the cops break in.
Yep.
Try to steal something.
Right.
All we wanted to do was take it out and put it in a neutral location. We wanted it in Mayor Kafora's office until we had an opportunity to battle it out somehow. So year two, we could have taken possession of the trophy.
Well, here comes the fire department now.
They heard you. We have triangulated his position.
What timing. Run, Joe, run.
Drown him out with the siren.
Wow.
So what are the noise ordinances in East Haven?
Well, you're actually in a good spot because McDermott, you know, runs along 95.
Yeah.
And the other side is, you know, basically our commercial district. So I don't think with, you know, trucks going by anyway, that noise will be much of a problem. So whatever you guys come up with, I think we could work out for sure.
Can you periodically through the night pop in and then just shine a spotlight in the box right in his face?
Of course. And we have the horns, too. If we catch AJ slipping, which I know he won't. He's done this before. He's a pro by now. But if we catch him slipping, we'll come in. We'll put our spotlight on him. We'll tap our horn a few times and make sure he's up.
Right. So when that happens,
if you pull the police cruiser up to the box and let the exhaust go in.
Right.
Oh, God.
Right. Yeah.
That's a little extreme, but why don't we make the roof a little leaky or loose and then just run a hose on it so he just has a periodic drip or some kind of leak?
Oh.
So you know, every time you shine the spotlight, I'm mooning you.
I think you know, we have dash cameras now, so we'll catch it.
That's okay. I don't mind.
Can we have that footage?
I'm going to write hello on my ass.
That might get you a trip to a different box.
Right. Just saying. I'm going to fight fire with fire here.
We appreciate you guys in East Haven, and we're glad to be doing it there again.
Of course. We'll make periodic checks. We'll come through, make sure AJ and his crew, I know a few other guys that draw the short straws, end up staying there all night with him as well.
It's so bad to me.
whatever they need, Chaz, make sure you give AJ my cell phone or give the crew my cell phone. Coffee, donuts, I know you guys get all that stuff delivered, but if you guys need anything,
wow,
please,
you guys
don't hesitate to reach out.
Thank you. See?
You know, if your can of mace is a little too full and you want to just lose a little bit of it in the box, that would be a fun... What should the challenge be for, like, if we, how much money would we have to raise, AJ, for us to be able to just shoot a little mace into your,
Into my eyes or into the box?
No, into the box.
Into the box? That's $1,000 bucks.
$1,000 bucks. Okay.
Right.
Same as it is
that's
to smell
doable.
Right.
I know. My feet aren't that bad.
And you can do it at 10:01.
$1,000.
That's doable. I'm sure the tribe will come out for that one, right?
Yep.
You know, like it's about to expire. You don't want to waste it.
Right. Right. Right.
Yeah. Like that's a good use.
At 9:58, definitely go for it.
How long of a, you know, what is that, a 4x4 box? I think it's 6 or 8 feet high. How much of a... How long would you have to have your finger on the button of that pepper spray?
For it to fill up that little box?
Yeah.
Not very long.
Like
not very long at all. I mean, for it to have effect on it. My goodness.
Like a tss or a tss.
Like what?
Like a
I was trying to act out the sound. So,
like a tss.
Yeah, like yeah, exactly. Like, yeah. Like
yeah. Pointed the right way. That's yeah. all. That's all you would need. Ours is foam though. So
hey man, I've had
this stuff like
that. Oh,
I've had those little tiny atom farts that like they're 10 times worse than your pepper spray.
Yeah,
we'll see.
It's not very fun, I'll tell you that much.
The ones in the shower. Whoa.
All right, so we only need $900 for that because I'm going to kick in $100.
Now
I think I'll do $100 too.
Now, if I throw up, what happens then?
I mean, we won't be the ones pepper spraying you, but I'll throw $100 on that.
Ah, cool.
That's three.
Yay, 700.
You got to come up with your own pepper spray and your own person to pepper spray you, though. We don't want any part of that.
Right, exactly. You guys can't be part of that.
Right.
Right.
We'll call North Haven for that one.
We'll call the fire department. We'll put AJ in a police uniform.
Right.
Yes, yes.
All right. Well, this will be fun. I think this is the one year AJ might not make it.
I'm going to make it.
He has not slept all week.
No,
why?
Yeah.
He was telling us this morning.
Yeah.
He was up every 10 minutes.
Yep. Monday and last night.
Yeah.
He was up.
AJ, he's got this with his eyes closed.
Yeah.
You kidding me? All
he can't close his eyes.
Right, that's
the sleep.
Problem.
What sleep?
He can do this on his head.
There's going to be some epic breaks, boy. I'm like,
how much for you to do it on your head?
You can't be on your head because then the blood flows and you die, don't you?
You die!
The blood flows, then you die?
Yes.
We don't want AJ to die.
Oh, no.
No.
At least not on these tapes. We would have to investigate.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much for your
concern. So while AJ is spending so much time in East Haven, if he were to get pizza, where should he get the pizza from?
Oh, you're going to make me piss off the other four.
You sound like every mayor.
John and Marie is all day. John and Marie is all day.
Decisive.
And that's backed
like
up by Barstool. That's backed up by Barstool.
That's right. That is right. Okay, John and Maria's. All right, we're looking for someone to bring John and Maria's over to AJ. So
we'll get John and Maria. I'm sure Neil will be happy to make whatever AJ wants.
Oh, that's great.
Ooh.
Captain Murgo, thank you, my brother. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. AJ, we'll see you on Thursday.
Yes,
good
you
luck.
Will.
And
thank
thanks
you.
To all of East Haven Police for all of what they do.
Thank you. Thank you.
Me, 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 me.
Didn't mention I really hate this friggin' song. Even before this happened, I always hated this song.
And I can tell. There was a big pushback.
Song in the world. What's a weemo wop? What, even the Italian version? It's a weemo way.
Is it?
Yeah. She's singing the Italian version.
Who had the high part?
Can you do that part?
The lion sleeps.
I can do it.
In the jungle, the quiet jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. You sound like a little lamb.
Thank you. I was doing the Stevie Nicks part.
You sound like a lamb.
Yes, this over and over again, delightful. How many times was it? 1,000,004?
576.
Feels the same, yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, I can't.
That's going to be the nerve puller.
Yes.
Definitely. Oh, that's going to make you go.
That's going to be suddenly wired.
The nerve like a string tightener.
You're like, why are there suddenly speakers on 95?
You're going to feel that one in your molars at 2 a.m.
Yes. Now me thinking of you.
Hold on, Joe from Oxford Lumber. $200 for the spray.
Oh, thank you, Joe. Appreciate that. Thank you.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Now, what happens if I have a medical episode and be taken out to the hospital?
Yeah, I feel like this is coming off the tracks already. AJ's just worried about medical episode. Like, we're not going to be able to do it.
I'm just saying. I'll do it. I've been prepared. I don't look good in a Johnny coat.
yeah.
All you want to hear this song again? Because it's going to start over in about 20 seconds.
Yeah, let's get a feeling for what it's going to be like.
Yeah. Right,
so this is number one of 576.
Right.
Still the same play.
Okay. Yes, we know. Yes. We're not dumb. Or is it no?
Ah, it's ending.
And this is number two of 576. Yep.
How'd you know I just did that?
Wow.
Yep. I'll need the list of all the people that voted for this song so I can MF them during the night on Facebook.
AJ's mom is on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Hi, Mom.
Good, thank you.
Morning.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey. Good morning. What's up?
AJ has a question for you.
The Lion Sleeps.
AJ?
Yeah, me, Mom. The Lion.
Yeah, okay.
Hello?
Yeah. What?
Hey, focus, go ahead, Mom. Focus. How you doing? Good. All right. So, Mom, the Lion Sleeps Tonight. I wasn't conceived to that song, was I?
You asked it in a negative.
Was I conceived? Selective hearing.
No. It's their phone is not that great. It's not coming. Go ahead.
Well, it's a track phone you have for the drug dealers, Mom. No, listen. The Lion Sleeps Tonight by the Tokens. Was I conceived to that song by any chance?
I don't remember, honey.
Okay, thank you.
I don't remember.
Okay.
No, sorry.
Yeah, because...
When you get old, you don't remember a lot of things.
How convenient.
I don't remember that, honey.
Okay.
Sorry.
Was Dad like singing it by any chance? Wee-dee-dee-dee. Do you remember that part? No.
Was there a radio on? Since we're here, and I feel disrespectful, but I'll ask a couple questions if it's okay.
I'm sorry. I don't remember.
Right.
And when you guys are coming down.
Mom chose to block it off. Now it's a diversion.
She is changing the subject.
Well, I'm on down to Florida.
Were you guys...
And Asher, when are you getting married?
2022. Couple years.
Oh, good. I want to hear the wedding plans, okay?
Okay, you got it.
Good luck. I wish you happy there for everything, okay?
Thank you.
Politician.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So sweet. Thank you.
Say hello to Jen for me.
Oh, thank you.
Okay?
This is Mom signing off.
All right.
Thanks, Mom. Okay.
Love you.
I'll call you later. Mom. Love you.
Yeah, it was clear.
She's good.
The questions stop here.
She's good. Yep.
Yeah.
She took control of the show, went around the room, and said, thank you. Goodbye. AJ, do you need anything?
Yes,
AJ's doing AJ in a Box Thursday into Friday, 24 hours, up the entire time.
Yep.
In a plexiglass box, outside, while listening to The Lion Sleeps Tonight.
Over and over again. What was it, 576 times, was it?
That's it.
576?
Yep.
576 plus. It didn't end exactly right. So it was a little extra.
God, how the hell am I going to do this? Honestly, I'm freaked out. How am I going to do this? That is a butt-awful song. I'm sorry. I didn't like it hearing it once.
Butt-awful.
I got to hear it over and over again. It could be the flip-flop song. No, that would have made more sense. But no, it's that Lion King. God damn it. But what I need, coffee. Lots of coffee and the white Monster Energy drink. The white cans.
Right.
You didn't save the 17 skids you had last year?
Seriously. No,
I took one case and I gave the rest away. Remember Ketchup Bob? That's why I got
that. That's right. Didn't he push you over to get...
He's like,
to get ketchup packages,
Yeah,
right?
The ketchup package, because he got me, in the morning, he got me a McDonald's. I love their steak and egg bagel. So he got one of those, and he brought ketchup packets. I don't put ketchup on my eggs. I had
some. We should have a calorie counter on the outside of that.
Oh yeah, no. When I'm in the box, I eat like a pig. Yeah.
I love that idea. That's a good one.
I get pizza. People bring me donuts. I had like three of those Wendy's chicken sandwiches. Popeye's chicken sandwiches. Everybody was talking about. I rolled out like yeah.
That's why you fell down.
No, I fell down because I tripped over a heater. But in any event,
good. You didn't play in Bob that time.
Yeah,
you
couldn't see over your belly after eating everything.
You know what? I'm gonna trip over your dead body in a second. Jesus Christ!
He's writing that one down.
Yeah. So
calorie counter.
Right.
All right. Very good.
But and yeah, I start off with a pizza because that I can like eat. Throughout the night.
You start with a pizza at 9 in the morning?
No. Around like lunchtime, I get like a pizza, and then like, you don't eat the whole pizza in one shot.
Zoe's brought you pizza last time.
Yes.
Yeah. And what was it, Frankie and...
Zoe's and also Gary stopped by and brought me a pie, too. I had a bunch of people. Zoe's definitely bring me a pizza, yep.
What was it that Captain Murgo was saying was...
Maria something?
Something Maria's.
John of Maria's.
John of Maria's.
John of Maria's. That was it, yes.
Sorry, Frankie.
Well, Frankie was there first.
Frankie.
I would love to try John Maria's pizza. I'd love to try John Maria's pizza.
Yeah.
I've never had a pizza from East Haven yet.
Pizza didn't work out for Frankie. He does calzones now.
Right. Yeah, calzones. Awesome. Thank you. Yeah.
Okay.
But more the Dacey boys brought McDonald's fries once.
Okay.
God. He's fantasizing about all the food.
There's nothing else to do in the goddamn box.
Okay.
Hello? You don't have to yell. We're right here.
Sorry.
You're on a microphone.
There's nothing else to do, so you just eat.
All right, let's play this clip. What is this?
So this was the first year. AJ was talking about there was a moment where he felt like he wasn't going to make it. So we were playing the Mason Ramsey song over and over again, Lovesick Blues. We come on the air that Friday morning. He's been in the box for 19, 20 hours because he's going to walk out while we're live on the air. And this is the first thing that he said live on the air that Friday morning.
He does not know we're on the air right now.
Here he comes.
Hey.
So he's in hour...
What was that noise?
You're hour 20.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi.
How are you?
Is that a good?
Well, there's the first soundbite. How are you?
I hate this song. I never want to hear this song ever again.
I just been in a box for 20 hours.
So many times it played.
That's true.
Hey, Jay, you know, when you talk, I can't really hear the song, so.
Really?
So many times it played.
It just wouldn't stop. Hey, over and over the song, it played.
It played.
It did.
So many times it played.
Mason Ramsey.
It played and then played again and
over
played.
Today.
And played more times than it played.
It does. It does mess it your head up. On. Any song. You can put my favorite song on there and I will go nuts.
Hmm.
I'll never forget because we had the. We had like a cam. Where people, you know, could watch.
Yeah,
could
all night long you had a camera on me. You bastards that first year.
We came on the air that Friday, and AJ's got his face buried in the crook of his elbow, leaning up against the glass, and his other hand was just banging on the window.
I was saying, must so not kill myself. Funny, must please. Not... Must not run into traffic. Must not run into traffic. Must not take out plastic knife and spork and kill myself.
Spork? That's all he has.
I had a couple of sporks. And you know, if you get the jugular vein with that, pretty good.
Sticking that spork in your neck.
Right in the jugular vein, exactly. Right. I was going to spork my neck.
Wow, these are the dark thoughts that go through at hour 18.
You get dark thoughts around, like I said, around 2 o'clock in the morning. It's a tough part to get past. You make it past, you make it past there.
The sound of your thoughts.
You make it past that area, you're in the home stretch.
What area?
That 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock part. That's the tough part, because now there's really nothing going on. There's no one around. Yeah, that over and over again.
That high voice, that lady.
Hey, Grayson, you friggin' nerd. He does something with the... Yeah.
It's a multiple, pronged attack.
They want to make the most annoying song in the world, and they succeeded.
Well, I love the song, but there's a lot going on.
Yes, there is.
High vocal. That
right.
Lady.
Right.
If it's a lady.
We think.
No, it is.
Could have been the guy who's got circumcised.
Then it sounds like they're playing all kinds of like sticks and bones in the background.
Yeah, I'm picturing a baseball bat right now.
That.
Yeah.
Right here. Then this. It's like they took all of these things that would overload your senses.
Yeah.
And they said, let's compile them all together, one after another, in a 2.5 minute piece of music.
By the time I'm done with this, I'm going to have Forrest Whitaker eye. And one droopy eye, I know it.
Hey, shut up!
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.